It's time for things to do. And you know what we do here. We prepare you for the weekend. Now, with Thanksgiving and Friendsgiving coming up, you may want to keep your weekend light. But we can't let you sit this one out because there are so many great options. And if you're not celebrating the holiday at all or prepping for Friendsgiving, you have the time because Friendsgiving should be potluck. Am I right? Thanksgiving food is great, but some of us love more common eats. You can find them at the Philadelphia Street Food Festival. It's on Saturday at Xfinity Live. More than 20 food trucks will be lined up for you to sample everything from pizzas to tacos to cheese fries and everything in between. Live music, entertainment, games, and more are happening too. All the food is priced $5 and under, so bring an empty stomach. It gets started at 2 p.m. We love our dogs. And on Saturday and Sunday, we can watch them compete in the National Dog Show at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center in Oaks. 194 breeds will battle it out for best in show. Saturday's competition will be televised on NBC on Thanksgiving Day. There are also vendors, dog exhibitions, and other entertainment. So bring your enthusiasm, but not your own dog or a stroller, as those will not be permitted. It's an 8 a.m. start on both days. Another competition happens in our area this weekend, and it's a big one. It's Philadelphia Marathon Weekend. The weekend kicks off with a free expo at the Pennsylvania Convention Center and the Kids Fun Run at Eakins Oval. The marathon starts at 7 a.m. on Sunday, and with that comes a lot of street closures. You can find out where and get more marathon info on our website, whyy.org/things to do. Tonight, there's a little rain in the forecast. But it's purple rain. You know how much we love Prince at Things to Do Central, so I'm happy to announce that Purple Rain is this week's throwback cinema with Quizzo Film at the Philadelphia Film Society. They're screening the classic movie tonight, and if you know your Prince trivia, you could go home with a prize. Quizzo starts at 7, and the movie starts at 7:30. Take a look around. Prince fought for artist rights throughout his career, and he was very supportive of independent artists. He jammed with Annie DeFranco, who's been independent for 2 decades, with her Righteous Babe Records. She's at Union Transfer tonight in support of her last album, Revolutionary Love. The show starts at 8 p.m. Now, if you haven't been to Prince's famed recording studio, Paisley Park, you may not know there's a large mural there with bands that inspired him. Tower of Power, they're one of those bands, and they are at Scottish Rite Auditorium in Collingswood on Saturday night. Founding members Emilio Castillo and Stephen Doc Kupka have been recording and playing together since 1968. That's a partnership that's lasted longer than many marriages, so kudos to them. The show starts at 8 p.m. Elton John, or should we say, Sir Elton John, closes out his storied live career at Dodger Stadium on Sunday. It's the same place he did a groundbreaking concert that set him up for stardom in 1975. It's streaming live on Disney Plus on Sunday at 11 p.m. But if you want your kids to appreciate the Rocket Man, you can take them to Elton John Music for Kids at the Brooklyn Bowl, Philadelphia. That show starts on Sunday at noon. We're closing out Things to Do this week, but you can head to our website, whyy.org/things to do, for more details on what you've heard and where the Philly Wine Fest will be this weekend. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.